And as we bring this year to a close, as far as our Sunday services, we bring this year to a close, I want to ask a question tonight pertaining to our message, and it's a question that Jesus asked, and that is, where is your faith? Where is your faith? And I want us to look in Luke chapter 8, Luke chapter 8, and I want to read just a few verses. We'll go down to verse 25. And I'll try not to keep you too long. I know tonight is a very dreary night, and you know, it's the end of the year, and a lot of different things. A lot of people are very tired with you know, bringing this year to a close, going through Christmas, and now beginning New Year's. And so I know there's a lot of folks that are tired, but we want to read in verse 22 of Luke chapter 8. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into the ship with his disciples and said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondering, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and waters, and they obeyed him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for a good day that you've blessed us with. We do lift up the request of prayer that was made throughout the day and that's on our prayer list. And Lord, we just pray that you'll help us. Help us tonight as we spend some time with you. And we do count it an honor and a privilege to be able to spend time with you through your word. So we ask that you help us meet needs, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Where is your faith? I want us to consider this passage tonight as life. And what I mean by that, it says, let us go unto the other side of the lake. And we kind of call that life. And in the midst of life, storms come. Winds blow. Our plate gets full. And in a lot of cases, due to circumstances and due to situations in life, we feel like we're at our wits' end. And then the question comes, where's your faith? Where's your faith? And I was thinking about that as I was preparing this message tonight, and I was thinking about life. And when he asked them to go to the other side, or actually told them that they were going to go to the other side, I wonder, had they have realized that they were going to go through the storm, had they had realized that they were going to be faced with the wind, had they realized that their plate was going to be full, and what I mean by that is the boat was full, and a lot of times our plate becomes full, I wonder if they would have said, no, I don't want to do that. Because they didn't want to be faced with the circumstances. They didn't want to be faced with the fear. They didn't want to be faced with just going through. But you know, when it comes to life, we can't really hide from life. We can't. There's so many things that happen in life that we can't control. There's so many things that happen in life that we really aren't responsible for. But yet we still have to go through them. But notice the cry. And that is important for us to see tonight, is they, even though he asked that question, where is your faith, they still cried out and said, Master, Master. Now, they were thinking that they were going to perish. They were thinking that their journey of life was going to soon be over based on the circumstances, the concern. Because they were very concerned as to what they were going through. And then in their minds and in their hearts and in their situation, they ultimately say, we perish. So they were afraid that it was going to be the end. And so I want us to just spend a little time in this passage thinking about life. And as we go through this, we ask the question, where is your faith? As Christ asked those that were in the boat. The journey begins with a request, a plan. God has a plan for each one of us. God has a plan, and we just get in the boat, if you will, by faith, because in reality, that's what they were doing. They were getting in the boat because he said, let's go to the other side of the lake. So they, so that's when it began. That's when their journey began, was the request or the plan of life. And then they followed. They followed. They got into the ship. And so as they followed his command. They followed his word. They followed his direction. They got in the boat. And ultimately, they followed him. But yet the question still came out. The question was still asked. Where's your faith? Well, it took faith to get in the boat. It took faith to follow his command. It took faith to follow his word. It took faith to follow his direction, because ultimately he's the one that said, you can see it there in verse 22, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And so they were following him, but yet he still asked the question, where's your faith? I think about a song that we occasionally sing, and it's more of an invitation song, but I think about this song, and the songwriter penned these words. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. There were two things that those that were in the boat struggled with. And the first thing that they struggled with was trust. And the next thing that they struggled with was understanding his presence. Because they asked the question, or they had made the statement here in Luke, and this same event is recorded two other places in the gospel, but we're just kind of referring to this one at this time. But it says that, Master, Master, we perish. Where's the trust? Where's the trust? And where's the understanding of the presence as we consider a song that we sing? Life. That's kind of where we are, is life. We start on this journey. We start the journey of life, and through life we have struggles. Through life we have difficulties. And they never asked for this storm, but yet this storm was part of teaching them that truly he is the master. As they go through this storm, their plate becomes full, or the boat becomes full. And a lot of times we hear people say, I don't know how much more I can take. My plate is full. I don't know how much more I can take. But a pivotal hour in a person's life is to surrender all. A pivotal point in a person's life is to surrender all, just like the song that we sing during invitations. Those that went into the ship, there was a plan. But in that plan, there is lessons to learn. Now, occasionally, as I was growing up, as many of you, your parents might say to you, maybe you make a bad decision, or you do something that you shouldn't do, and they say, well, did you learn your lesson? Did you learn your lesson? And so we as individuals in the journey of life, and I don't think that we will ever stop learning as long as we're teachable, and that's important, is that we're teachable, but I don't think we'll ever stop learning the lessons of life. And that's why it's so important that we listen and watch and understand. The lessons of life is the fact that He is the Master. And they called on Him as the Master. Master, Master, we perish. And as their understanding of Him being Master, the wind still came. And they were following Him. They were in His will because they got into the ship. And sometimes we struggle because we know we're in the Lord's will in life, but yet struggles still come. And difficulties still rage, and the winds still blow, and we sometimes think, well, Lord, I don't understand why this is happening to me, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm in Your will. But may we be reminded that although the boat was getting full, and all the waters were rising, they were in the safest place they could be. In this journey called life, when we have the Lord Jesus Christ and He's our Master, we're the safest place we can be. We're far more safer than those that are on dry land. We're far more safer than those that didn't get in the ship. They were where they needed to be. The winds came, the waters rose, and the ship was taking on water. And although that ship was taking on water, it would never sink with Jesus. And so our life can take on water. And I even think about when did Peter begin to sink? He started walking on water. When did Peter begin to sink? It's when he started looking elsewhere. Started looking elsewhere. He got into the panic. But yet at the last moment, he called on Jesus. And it was at that moment that Jesus reached down and picked him right up. You see, that's the assurity that we have, and that's why He's Master. That's why He's Master. But in this situation, panic began to start. Panic began to rage. And when panic rages, then fear begins. And sometimes fear becomes stronger than what we know. Fear sometimes becomes stronger based on the situations than who was in the ship. But yet they still went to the right one, and they called Him Master. I try to imagine how they must have felt. I try to imagine. I mean, we're looking on. It's almost like sometimes when we read a passage like this and we try to do a deep dive in it to try to imagine what is taking place and the circumstances and all those things. And we read the other accounts that's in the gospel, because there's two other accounts of this. And we read those things and we try to imagine what was taking place and how they must have felt. And we must be careful not to judge, because this is true life. What they're dealing with is true life. Imagine how they must have felt. And I try to imagine the fear that they must have felt. And I'll be the first to tell you, if I'm in a boat and it's taking on water, I'm looking for a shore somewhere. I'm going to try to figure out. I'm not just going to sit there. I'm going to try to do something to get to shore as quickly as possible. And I hope that never happens to me, but that's what I'm going to do. And so that's what they were doing. They were thinking about their circumstances, and they were thinking about their difficulties, and they were thinking about the winds and the water getting in the ship. And so fear, that's life. Sometimes we fear life. We fear what we're going to face. We fear difficulty, because no one wants to go through struggles. We don't get up in the morning and we don't get up, when we get up in the morning, Lord willing, we get up and we say, Lord, I want to go through some struggles today. No, in reality, we pray just the opposite. Lord, help me through the day and help me get through this day. And I try to think about life when I look at a passage such as this. But yet they said, Master, Master. You know, there's two key things in this passage. One is where Christ asked them, where is your faith? And the next thing is where they say, Master, Master. And they began to realize who Jesus was. They begin to learn who Jesus was. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, the Lord knew exactly what was going on. The Lord knows exactly what's going on in life. They were going to the other side because He said it. They were beginning to learn to trust His word. Oh, they followed Him. As I said in the beginning, they followed Him because they got in the boat. They followed Him because He said, let's go to the other side of the lake. They were following, but were they trusting? And that's where they were learning the lessons of trust. And they were also learning the lesson of His power. His power. Verse 24 says, they came to Him and awoke Him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. The Bible says, then He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. See, they were beginning to learn. They were beginning to learn who He was. They were beginning to learn of His power. They were beginning to learn how to trust Him. You know, they say, and I've done some reading, and they say if you ever adopt a pet and you ever adopt a dog, that there's different cycles that this dog will go through. And when you first get them, then they're very cautious. They're very cautious. And then later, as they begin to learn, then they will roll over and show you their belly. And that is a sign of beginning of trust. And then if you're in another room and the dog isn't able to go in there, and the dog faces the other direction with almost looking out like there's some protection, and all that is through a cycle of trust of their master. Well, if you really stop and think about it, as we become Christians, as we accept Christ as our personal Savior, then all through the journey of life, we begin to trust. We begin to learn. And that's what they were doing. They were beginning to learn who He was. They were beginning to learn. They even said the question, what manner of man is this that He commands even the winds and waters that they obey Him? And so they were learning the lessons of life just like we learn the lessons in life. And that's why it's so important that we never stop learning. If we ever get to the point to where we feel like we know all the answers, then I believe that we're in trouble. Because He's constantly trying to teach us, and He's constantly trying to teach us to trust Him. There's another song that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. So they were learning the obeying part because they followed Him and they got in the ship and they were going to the other side of the lake. And now they're beginning to learn to trust Him. To trust Him. Their faith had grown weak based on the circumstances. And that's why it's so important that as we bring this year to a close and we start our new year, that we spend some time with Him. How can we really trust someone if we don't spend time with them? We spend time in prayer. We spend time in fellowship with Him. We spend some time in His Word. And due to the storms in this situation, due to the water raging, their faith began weak. It began to be weak. Was it the journey that caused their faith to be weak? Was it the storm that caused their faith to be weak? Was it the vessel that they were in? Was that what caused their faith to be weak? Or did they think Jesus had abandoned them? Did they think Jesus had abandoned them? The same account in Mark, we won't turn there, but I'll just read to you a portion of Mark chapter 4, verse 38. The same account of this situation and this storm. They asked the question, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You see, all these things could happen in the journey of life. Was it the journey that caused their faith to be weak? Was it the storm that caused their faith to be weak? Was it the vessel? Was it the condition of everything? Or did they think Jesus had abandoned them? All this was part of learning to trust Him. The storms in life are part of learning to trust Him. And yes, we can grow weary and we can grow weak. And we may even ask ourselves the question, where's my faith? Where's my faith? The Bible says, and they being afraid, wondering. And they were talking one to another, saying one to another, what manner of this? For he commandeth even the winds and waters to obey him. They were beginning to understand their faith needs to rest in the Master. That's what they were beginning to understand. They were beginning to understand that their faith rests in the Master. Now we bring 2025 to a close here in just a few days. And Lord willing, we'll go into 2026, but we don't know what we're going to face. We don't know the circumstances. There's a good chance that we might have to deal with sickness. There's a good chance that we might have to deal with problems. There's a good chance that we may have to deal with none other than life. Where's our faith? You see, He's the Master of the wind. He's the Master of the sea. He's the Master of our fears. He's the Master of the troubled heart. Of the troubled heart. Now we won't turn there tonight, but I want to refer to you Martha and Mary as Lazarus, their brother, had died. And they were very troubled. And they asked, and they made the statement to Jesus. He knew, and I believe the Bible says that he tarried two more days. And then as he came on the scene, they made the statement, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's ultimately what they said. If you would have been here, my brother would have died. But even they were learning the lesson that he is the resurrection and the life. They were beginning to learn the lesson. And Jesus spoke these words, Lazarus, come forth. And he also spoke the words, loose him and let him go. You see, even in the midst of the troubled heart, Jesus was there. Jesus was there. All those things are lessons that we learn in life. As we evaluate where 2025 has been, we ask ourselves the questions, what lessons did we learn? What lessons did we learn? What was it that was the Lord was trying to teach us and trying to show us? What was it that we learned to trust Him more? Because if we ever become, as I said before, if we ever become unteachable, then we have problems. And so they were learning that lesson, the lesson of life, and they were learning that in the ship. And yes, the storms rage. And the water became full. But Jesus was the Master. Jesus was the Master of those winds and the seas. But Jesus is also the master of a great calm. We must not forget that he was the one that brought calm to the situation. He didn't ask the question, where is your faith, until after the storm. That's something worthy of noting. He could have, when they asked the question, Master, carest thou not with it, that we perish, he could have said, hey, where's your faith? Where's your faith? But in this account, and in this situation, he didn't ask until after the calm. And see, it's after the calm that we evaluate, do we trust him? Because he gets us through the course of life. And Jesus desires to be the master of each one of our lives. And not only our lives, but our whole life. In every aspect of life, he desires to be the master. They followed him. They listened. The storms came, they called, and he calmed the storm. And then the question was asked, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Each one that was in the ship asked the question, and as they were talking amongst themselves, they said, what manner of man is this that he commanded even the winds and the waters that they obey him? They were talking amongst themselves. And when they were talking amongst themselves, they were talking about Jesus being the master and the fact that he had the power to calm the waters. He had the power to calm the winds, because they all obeyed him. And they were beginning to learn to trust him. But each one that was in the ship asked the same question, or were asked the same question, where's your faith? Where's your faith? You see, our faith should not be based on someone else's faith. Our faith should not be based on someone else's faith. When you were in school and you played sports, and I just remember when I was in grade school, we played kickball, and the teacher would say, all right, here's two captains, and you choose who's going to be on your team. And if there were certain people that was chosen on your team, you knew that you were probably going to be the team that won. And if you didn't get those certain people on your team, then you knew you were probably going to be the team that would lose. But see, in this situation, it's something that each one that was in the ship had to determine, that their faith will become stronger because of who Jesus is, not because of who else is in the boat. You see, our faith, when we live our life, then it's not based upon someone else, but it's based upon where we are in life. Where our faith is in life. Yes, we help each other and we encourage each other and we lift each other up, but our faith should be in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone. Not on someone else. Not with someone else. So each one had to be asked that question, where is your faith? And it was almost like, in my mind, as I visualized, it was almost like when Jesus asked that question and there was a calm, he was asking each one, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Where's your faith? And each one had to determine where their faith was. His desire was to be the master, not only of the winds, because they obeyed him, not only of the waters, because they were overflowing and he caused their great calm, but his desire is to be the master of their life, and his desire today is to be the master of our life. Our lives. Because we're going to the other side. We're going to the other side. And it begins with having a relationship with him. It begins with having a relationship with him. And that's where it starts. To have a true trust and to have a true understanding, we must have that relationship. And that's our challenge as we bring this year to a close, and as we begin a new year, Lord willing, that our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ becomes stronger. And as our relationship becomes stronger, then He'll become the master of our lives. You see, they went to the right one. They went to the right one. And He arose, rebuked the winds, the raging of the water, and look what happened. They ceased, and there was a great calm. We need His presence as we go forward in life. And I don't know what challenges, what storms, what might be faced this upcoming year. But I want you to remember something. And we close with this. Jesus never left the boat. He was there all the time. And it wasn't until they came to Him that it made the difference. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? As we have our invitation, this is the last Sunday night of 2025. And as we bring this year to a close, as far as Sundays are concerned, I ask the question, where is your faith? You can't answer for me and I can't answer for you, but the Lord knows. Is He the master of your life and every aspect of your life? Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for our time we've had together. We thank You for those that are viewing online. We thank You for those that are here. Lord, we thank You that there's a great calm after a storm when we come to You. But Lord, as we have this invitation, and as we bring this year to a close, Lord, may we search our hearts, every one of us, may we search our hearts. Just like You're asking us the question, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Father, if You've spoken to hearts tonight, no matter what it is, I pray that they'll come and talk to You. Lord, we truly believe that that question was to every individual in that boat. And it's to every individual that's watching and listening and that's here tonight. Where's your faith? We thank You for the storms, as difficult as they are. We thank You for the storms because we feel close to You. We feel Your presence. We thank You for the calm that You give. So, Father, I pray as we have this invitation, if You've spoken to hearts, Lord, I just pray that You'll do a work. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.